Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labour of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men. No one could see the worth or the value of this servant of the Lord. No one recognized the power of God at work in him as he was on the cross. But in fact, we're told, he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. We esteemed him stricken and smitten by God. We thought God had struck him for his own sins, but he was wounded instead for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. It was all part of God's great plan, for it pleased the Lord to bruise him. God put him to grief. And he speaks here of a twofold success of the servant of the Lord. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labour of his soul and be satisfied. So this one who dies lives again. He lives to see the labour of his soul and is satisfied by that. He lives to see you, if you're a Christian, and me. And he's satisfied with that. Psalm 149 and verse 4 tells us, the Lord takes pleasure in his people. And we might wonder how that could possibly be so. As we look at the Lord's people throughout the world today, throughout the history of the world, and we see such a mix. We see all our failings and we're aware of them. The times we fall, the times we've dishonored him and disobeyed him. He sees the travail of his soul, is satisfied. He takes pleasure in his people. It's quite an astonishing thing. And though you may struggle to understand that and how that could be so, you are nonetheless to find peace there. The Lord takes pleasure in his people. He has given himself for them. And the mystery of that grace and love is always beyond our power to comprehend and beyond our power to express, as we considered this morning. Amazing grace. It is amazing, and we need our hearts and minds enlarged so that we may see more and more of the wonder that God has done through his Son, Jesus Christ, in redeeming his people. If you are one of the many for whom our Saviour has died, if your trust and confidence is in the Lord Jesus, then you're invited to join us at the table tonight and to receive these elements. And if you are not, don't be at all embarrassed to simply sit and observe this part of the service.